Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Season baseball as well, but we will start with the biggest games in college football, including Tennessee and Alabama. Ole Miss and Georgia should be some good ones there. Then we go on to postseason baseball at 7:20, where we handicap the Brewers and Dodgers. Do the Dodgers make it a clean sweep in the NLCS? And then we go to the ALCS, where things have gotten a lot more interesting. That series tied 2 games apiece between the Blue Jays and the Mariners. Then, if you're shaking your fist at us saying, Chelsea, minus 125, live a little, our Parlay Central comes to you at 7:40, where we do Double D's Degenerate Parlay. We go to the Squad Parlay as well for hopefully some big plus money on the card. All coming up next here on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. All right, Cenk. So when I first saw this new deal for Kurt Cignetti at Indiana, I saw 8 years, $13 million. And I said to myself, 8 years, $13 million? What is this? A player for the Oakland A's? I did not realize it was $93 million overall. Yeah. But still, when you see these deals and you're used to seeing like baseball player deals, hell, even NBA player deals, like it's wild the disparity between like college coaches who you feel like are like the biggest figurehead for the program, and then like NBA players who are like mid, like not even players who you've like heard of half the time, like somebody who plays for like the Memphis Grizzlies or like the Utah Jazz. Who gets this kind of money? Is it surprising to you that college coaches don't get paid quite as much as some of the pro athletes do?
No, I mean, the athletes are the ones that drive the ticket sales. You know, they are the stars. I mean, rarely do you come to a game and say, I want to watch this guy coach. So at the end of the day, I get it. The stars are the stars. But also when it comes to college football, you know, the market is going to continue to go higher because of television deals, because of NIL, and you've got to have guys. I mean, you just have more money just coming into programs anyway because of how college football has evolved. But at the end of the day, stars are always going to be stars, and they're the ones that are going to put butts in the seats.
I suppose so. But like what Cignetti has done for Indiana, I feel like even if he didn't win a single game after this new extension, it would still be worth all of the money. Agree? Like, look at what he's done for the program. Like, I feel like they are such in a good spot now that, like, I'm not saying he's going to lose every other game. I am just saying that, like, $93 million for the turnaround that he has given to Indiana feels like a bargain.
Well, it's amazing because Indiana, I believe, is, well, they're definitely in the top five, but it's their highest ranking, I think, ever, and highest since, like, 1963 or something stupid. You have to understand, as an old guy, since this show has had a lot of old men on it, from Max Scherzer to Aaron Rodgers to Joe Flacco, just growing up, Indiana has never been good. Never. That's not an exaggeration. Right. They've never been good. Obviously, they have a great basketball tradition, but Indiana football has always been an afterthought. It's like, all right, if you got Indiana on the schedule, that's a cupcake win. Northwestern was like that. Northwestern is better, but they were always kind of the same way. Kansas State for a long time was a total doormat. The fact that Kansas State is good is, yeah. I mean, historically, they've been awful. Now, that's changed in, you know, the last 10, 15, 20 years, whatever. But they've resurrected their program. And maybe this is the start of something new for Indiana because I'm telling you, man, Indiana. When have we ever thought about Indiana football outside of like the last couple of years? And Kurt Cignetti is why, and he has those players believing. And I think more than anything, this is huge because now you have the school saying, we're going to pay up. Like, we are ready to be competitive in the Big Ten in football. And that was something that was maybe a question mark a few years ago, but not now.
Yeah, especially, like, you have to strike while the iron's hot. Like, you found something amazing in Kurt Cignetti, so you can't just let him go. And obviously, there were whispers about if Kurt Cignetti would go to Penn State. Now it feels like those whispers have been silenced, because now Cignetti has signed an 8-year, $93 million extension to stay at Indiana. Puts him at the third highest paid coach in college football, behind Kirby Smart, who's making $13 million a year, and then Ryan Day at $12.5 million. This feels about right to me. Like, honestly, if he was the highest paid coach in college football, I wouldn't even like blink. But it does feel like it's nice to see them see, like, across the market, like, hey, this is what the other coaches are being paid. We need to match it. And it feels like a big sigh of relief for Indiana fans.
Oh, yeah, it has to be. No question about it. I mean, I don't know if they've had a lot of longstanding football fans, no question about it. But now, if you are an alum of IU, or if you've wanted them to try and be competitive, now they're showing that, all right, we're going to do it. We're actually going to put the money forth. We're going to have the commitment that we didn't have previously.
Right, and it's nice that he doesn't have to make a hard decision. Because, like, think about it. If they didn't give him a big deal, then I feel like we couldn't... We could fault him, but, like, it would be a lot harder to make a case and be like, hey, he's going to turn down all this money to be the head coach of Penn State, but Indiana wasn't willing to, like, back up the Brinks truck. So now they did, and it feels like the decision is a lot easier, obviously, for Kurt Cignetti. All right, Jenks, let's get to some big-time college football games over the weekend, because it is a beautiful slate. And we'll start with maybe the Friday games. These aren't my favorite, so we can certainly just do a quick pass-by. Louisville at number 2, Miami. Miami, of course, looking like one of the best teams in the country right now, laying 13.5 at home, total of 50.5. Then we have number 25, Nebraska at Minnesota. Nebraska laying 7.5 on the road here, total of 47.5. So, Jenks, are you interested in the Friday games, or did you say, hey, there is too much going on Saturday? We need to focus our eyes on the prize.
I mean, mainly on the Saturday games because of a really good slate this weekend. But I will say the one late game that I am on that I'm really excited about watching, it's going to be ACC After Dark tonight, which is Cal and North Carolina out in Berkeley.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Nobody wants to watch that.
I want to watch this. I think this could be an absolute massacre. I mean, maybe not, because this line opened with Cal laying 10.5, and the money is coming in on North Carolina, believe it or not. But I am going the other way. I'm going to fade Bill Belichick, and I'm going to go with the Bears here, because everything we hear out of North Carolina is that they're just a discombobulated mess. Maybe there's a buyout for Bill Belichick, and the players don't want to be there. They've said, we want to win now. And Bill Belichick has sort of contradicted that idea, saying, oh, we're building towards the future. And the players are like, "What? Okay, what about like this week or next week?" Their defense is putrid. They're getting just absolutely spanked by teams. So I'm going to be on the Bears tonight, who are surprising at 4-2.
Yeah, it feels like when Carolina loses, they lose.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big. Like we saw at the first game of the season where they had this like massive display and interest for Bill Belichick, and they lost 48-14. Then they lost 34-9 to UCF. I understand like the level of talent at Clemson is probably a big step up, but they lost that game 38-10. So I would not fault you for fading Carolina in every single way that you can. All right, so let's get on to the games that maybe you do want to watch. So in the SEC, we have a couple top 25 matchups. We have number 10 LSU at number 17 Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt laying 2.5. A total of 48.5, Jenks. I'm pretty sure you have a play in this game.
Yeah, I really like Vanderbilt a lot. And you look at this game and you say, wow, LSU, higher ranked team, getting points here. I think this is when Vandy wins this game outright. And even if they don't, you know, well, they're getting points here, but they can win by a field goal easily against LSU. LSU's offense is a real problem. It has been a problem all season long, and they have a hard time converting on third downs. And when you look at Garrett Nussmeier, he just hasn't met expectations this season. Who would you rather trust in a big game, Garrett Nussmeier or Diego Pavia? I'll take Diego Pavia at home. And the one thing we know about LSU is they will make mistakes. They are very mistake-prone, and when they make a mistake in this game, I think Vanderbilt is going to take advantage. Also, Vanderbilt is really good on the offensive line, so that's their real strength. And I think late in the game, because LSU has some injuries as well, they can kind of push around the Tigers. So I'm going to lay it with Vanderbilt, and they can break that long-time losing streak to LSU. Plus, it's in Nashville as well.
I think it's saying something that Vanderbilt is favored in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when the oddsmakers are telling you this is the team that should win, and it's Vanderbilt, a team that people do not want to believe in, that is a big deal, especially when you go against a brand name like LSU. This is a home game for Vandy. I feel like this is one of those instances where you just look at the line, you're like, hey, the oddsmakers are right. It's like one of those situations where it's like, the unranked team at home facing the top 25 team. When do we see that? Oh, right. It was last week. Texas beating Oklahoma.
Right.
So it's one of those red flags that you see in college football handicapping that I feel like you just believe the odds makers there and lay it with two, lay the 2.5 with Vanderbilt. All right. Elsewhere in the SEC, a big top 10 matchup with number 5 Ole Miss visiting number 9 Georgia. UGA laying 7.5. Ole Miss trying to stay undefeated to go 8-0 for the first time. I wrote this down, Jenks, and I can't find it. I think it's like since 1969 or something. So it would be a huge win for Ole Miss on the road here. Total of 54.5. Georgia obviously has not looked nearly as dominant as I think people have thought, and Ole Miss's offense has been absolutely rolling, averaging more than 500 yards of offense per game. Do you think they can keep it within 7 against Georgia?
You know, initially, Double D asked me about this off the air, and I thought, man, that line doesn't make sense. Maybe Georgia's the right side. Seems like way too many points. Am I being tricked here? But the more I thought about this game, the more I looked at this game, I think you do take the points with Ole Miss. I think it's just a bad line. That's the way it feels to me. Already got Lane Kiffin making weight jokes to Kirby Smart, trying to get in his head, saying, oh, he's not burning many calories on the sideline. Last year, Ole Miss won this game. And the one thing about Georgia is, look, Georgia is good, but they don't have those dogs on defense like they used to. Like, they're good defensively, but they're not as nasty as they have been in a couple of previous years. And so when you have an offensive mind like Lane Kiffin and a talented quarterback, a dual-threat quarterback in Trinidad Chambliss, then I think they should be able to keep this within the numbers. So I'm going to go Ole Miss here.
I think that if Ole Miss can establish the run at least somewhat, they certainly have a chance in this game. And it just feels like Georgia's defense just doesn't have the pass rush that they used to have, and they don't stop the run the way that they used to. So I think Ole Miss certainly has a chance in this game. So I will certainly take the 7.5. I feel like it's too many points. I think maybe Georgia wins this one, but 7.5 is a number that I would like to have. All right, it's kind of the same deal here with Tennessee on the road at Alabama. Who is going to be smoking the victory cigars at the end of this one? Alabama, 8.5-point home favorites here. Total of 58 and a half. Jenks, once again, it looks like too many points in this situation.
Yep.
But I'll say this. If Alabama's offense gets rolling and we see what, you know, we've seen from Ty Simpson in most of these games, they definitely can run up the score. Honestly, I feel like the over's in play for this one. 58.5 seems a bit too low for me. But what was your initial read on this game?
I like Tennessee and the points here. The one thing about Alabama, and look, Ty Simpson is unbelievable. Like, that guy can just absolutely spin it. So he's fun to watch because he's so talented a quarterback, and I underestimated how good he was going to be for Bama this season. But what do we see last week in Columbia? Bo Pribula, former Penn State quarterback who transferred to Missouri, had some success against this Alabama defense. Every now and then, the Alabama defense is susceptible to the big play, and that's something that Tennessee can take advantage of with Joey Aguilar. So I faded Bama last week, and I'm mad because I had Mizzou +3. That number opened with Missouri +5.5. That would have been a winner. Ended up pushing, but Alabama's schedule has been so brutal. I think at some point it's going to catch up with them enough where they don't cover, so I'd be on Tennessee here.
Well, and also, I know that nationally people don't view this as a rivalry game because, like, Alabama-Auburn feels like the rivalry, but this is a rivalry game. Tennessee-Alabama goes way back. Obviously, they have that tradition at the end of the game where they smoke the victory cigars, and for the longest time, it was Nick Saban absolutely dominating Tennessee. But now Nick Saban ain't walking through that door. I'm not saying Alabama's going to lose. I just think it's going to be closer than 8.5, but Jenks, I've been wrong on some of these lines before, because when you see a line that feels too good to be true, like I think we all thought this on the Vanderbilt-Alabama game. Now, granted, that one ended, I feel like, in a bad beat almost. But I don't know. Some of these lines make me a little nervous. All right, quickly, let's get in USC-Notre Dame. If we're talking about rivalry games, this is a big one as well. Notre Dame laying 9.5, total of 61.5. What's the play, Jenks?
I like Notre Dame here. And I feel like if you look at USC, and I'll probably have a longer handicap on this when we do pick six in our final hour. But if you look at Lincoln Riley, it's hard to trust him on the road. If you go back to last season, the Trojans are 1-6 against the number. And also, Notre Dame won this game by 12 last year. They have owned this series. Irish are 6-1 in their last 7 against the Trojans. And also, I don't like Lincoln Riley, so I'm laying it with Notre Dame.
The hate runs deep for anybody who originates in the Midwest. All right, coming up next, we go to postseason baseball, game 4 of the NLCS and game 5 of the ALCS. Our bets for that after the break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.